Hello, my name is Rick Hughes and I'm a retired Baptist minister in membership at London Road Baptist Church here in Lowestoft. It's my privilege to bring you this thought for the week. Different people have reacted differently to our current lockdown and equally to the beginning of the easement of restrictions. Depending on circumstances, some have found it very hard. Frightening even. Others are facing massive consequences economically through loss of jobs or loss of business. And of course, there are those who have been or are ill, and too many who are bereaved. Having said that, there are people who have not been too badly affected, and one or two I know who have quite enjoyed it because they have had time at home to get things done. It seems to me that much of it boils down to priorities. It particularly applies to the easing of restrictions. For some, the priority is to remain as safe as possible, and they are unsure about the timing of the lifting of rules and restrictions. Others are desperate to reopen their businesses because of economic pressure and priorities and want to fast-track the reduction of social distancing, for example. Even the government seems to have shifted its priorities from protecting the NHS and staying safe at all costs to getting the disabled economy moving again. Seeing friends and family, having parties, going to the pub and going on holiday are high priorities for many and have led at times to the flouting of social distancing and occasionally to violence against the police. I suppose I have simply so far stated the obvious. Life, whether normal, new normal, or critical and chaotic, is often about setting priorities. Staying with the COVID-19 pandemic for a moment, I've had to be shielded because of my current chemotherapy treatment. Yet I would probably have done something similar quite voluntarily because of the zapping of my immune system every 3 weeks. My priority is to avoid infection. If I catch COVID-19, I will probably die, and that is a powerful motivation to be careful. But all life demands the setting of priorities at all times and in all circumstances. We had to cancel 2 holidays, but we dealt with that because breaking rules or even ignoring personal medical advice would have been stupid, and sticking to what we were told was a higher priority than spending pleasant time away. I wonder how you are getting on setting priorities for yourself. Is it a no-brainer, or is it a difficult juggling between almost equally important things? What is your reference point? Is it about pleasing yourself or pleasing someone close to you or pleasing others because they expect certain things of you? Or is it about pleasing God? The Bible speaks often about setting priorities, even if it is not always couched in those words. In the Old Testament, time and again, the people of Israel got their priorities wrong. They broke the covenant with God because they wanted to fit in with people of other faiths around them. And at times, they wanted simply to do the things that pleased them. Sometimes, and it is especially obvious in the early chapters of Genesis, they actually wanted to compete with God and not to be subservient to him. In the New Testament Gospels, the 12 men who were closest to Jesus as disciples got their priorities wrong at times. For instance, wanting to be pick of the bunch, as with James and John. Wanting to see the kingdom of God come by other means, like Judas. Wanting to keep Jesus safe, as at Caesarea Philippi, which is recorded in Matthew 16, where Peter tells Jesus not to go to Jerusalem, where he would be arrested and killed. And then later on in the letters, Paul had to correct wrong motivation and priority setting, especially at Corinth, as we see in chapters 11 through to 14, where having a whoopee time with God overrode orderly worship, and where personal greed with lack of care for those less fortunate ruined their celebration of communion. Jesus addressed the issue of priorities head-on in the Sermon on the Mount, as we see in Matthew chapter 6. He told them that it was not an appropriate priority to worry about the bits and pieces of life, such as clothes or food and drink. And I guess we could add a lot of other things which we think are important, but which are simply parts of life. He said that unbelievers chase after all these as of prime importance, but God knows you need them, so let him deal with them. The key verse comes in number 33, which says this: "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." Let me repeat that. "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." And with this, Jesus challenged his hearers, and that includes you and me, about their lack of faith. So what is our reference point for priority setting? Is it Jesus? Or is it the anxieties and the chasing after what seems so necessary now, but which God has in hand for the future? As the little and rather trite saying goes, today is the tomorrow you worried about yesterday, and it didn't happen. As I close, we will hear a song which may be unfamiliar to you. It is by Robin Mark, and is called "Some Trust in Chariots." It picks up on some wrong priority setting in the Old Testament, where military alliances with other nations took the place of faith in God. And the song concludes that we need to keep our trust in God. As I always close my weekly blog, may grace received and grace shared keep us.
Worthy of all our the Lamb of God once slain upon the cross, where heaven's light divine shone on that frame and cast its shadow through eternal. Your name and glory, Lord, is Some trust in chariots or men of war. But I will put my trust in you, O Lord. You're all sufficient grace is all I need. Your name and glory, Lord, is all I see. Your name and glory, Lord, is all I see.